They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate a neurology consultation on a patient named Ryan Brander, RyanBraender. Date of birth, August 15, 2023. Requesting physician, Kevin Cope, KEVINCOPE. Date of birth, 10/11/1982. Dear Dr. Cope, I have the pleasure of seeing Ryan Brander today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 40-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who on 6/23/2023 woke up. He was walking towards the bathroom, and then he blacked out. The last time he remembered, he lit a cigarette. He fell and stood up, and he was sitting on the toilet. Son, noticed the blood on the floor of the bathroom, and he was confused. Son called the mother, and the wife came. At that time, he was surrounded by EMS and police, sitting on the sofa and jumping. No tongue biting, could not talk at that time. He was confused. Arms kept flying in the air. He was screaming. When he was walking out of the house to the ambulance, he fell down in the driveway. From the firehouse, he was airlifted to the Albany Medical Center, where CT of the head done, and it was read as negative, and he was sent home. Reportedly, he had a seizure in the ambulance also. He had two more seizures on June 30th, 2023. He is still using marijuana. He is an ex-heroin user. He is still drinking alcohol and is smoking cigarette. He is on methadone. Past medical history. Opiate dependence on methadone, depression, cocaine abuser, history of heroin user, anxiety, now seizure, history of syncope. GERD, umbilical hernia, asthma, past surgical history, herniorrhaphy, tonsillectomy, and tubes in the ear. Social history. Before that, allergy to penicillin medication, citalopram 40 mg daily, cyclobenzaprine, gabapentin 800 mg 3 times daily, ibuprofen 800 milligram 3 times daily as needed, methadone 10 mg per ml, 95 mg daily by mouth. Narcan, Omeprazole, Wellbutrin. Socialist, smoke 1 pack of cigarette per day. Drinks 4 drinks of liquor per day, about 2 times per week. He is using still cocaine. Ex-heroin user. Does not work. Married, live with his wife. Have 4 children. Family is team. Mother alive with hypertension, diabetes, COPD. Father deceased. Committed suicide. 1 sister with mental health issue. 2 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having lightheadedness, memory loss, depression, anxiety, joint pain, back pain. Physical examination. Blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 5/4/5. Deep tender reflexes. 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan. 40-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, repeated seizures. Number 2, alcohol abuse. Number 3, cocaine abuse. Number 4, history of heroin abuse. Number 5, smoker. Number 6, depression. Number 7, anxiety. Next paragraph, his seizures are due to cocaine use and alcohol abuse. In this case, no medication is going to help. His workup, including CT of the head in Albany Medical Center, is negative. I advised him to stop using cocaine and alcohol. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.